Hey, what's going on, everybody? This your guy, Gary, from the Stirring the Pot podcast. Let me start off by saying I appreciate you with rocking with your boy. Listen up. This is the female version of the males podcast that I dropped the other day. Like I told you guys, I did two podcasts, one with a full cast of dudes, one with a cast of women. And basically, we're going to be giving you the game, giving you perspective from the opposite sex's opinion, experience, and just the way things are, getting it from a male or female's perspective. So listen, I appreciate you guys for rocking with the Stirring the Pot podcast. Listen, please like, subscribe, share. Share the podcast with a homegirl, a coworker, a homeboy, one of your block homies, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's good conversation. And we're talking about everyday life. So listen, here goes the female's rebuttal to the guy's version of the podcast that I dropped the other day. I hope you guys enjoy it. Give me some feedback. Leave me a DM. Leave me an inbox. And I'll get back with you. But yeah, remember, you're rocking with the series. Dear wife, or dear future wife, dear future husband, please don't fail me. So here it is. Here go the second version, the second episode of this series, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Peace. What's popping, everybody? This is the Stirring the Pot podcast. I'm your host, Gary. Tonight, we got an exclusive for you all. I am joined by two wonderful ladies who are going to engage me in some conversation. The topic for tonight is Dear Wife, Please Don't Let Me Down. And the subtopic is going to be, what do women think, or how do women think? So, we're living in a time that basically, you know, the roles of men and women, I would say, have been very intermingled compared to the traditional, what our grandparents were. Even though, no, our great-grandparents, because some of our grandparents was a mess, too. Uh-huh. So, we're going to start this conversation off with a simple question. We was having a conversation offline, and I want to know, we're going to talk, and I was going to ask the ladies, are y'all the new dudes, the men? are you the nigga compared to your man, or who you're dating?
Some women are, yeah. Majority of women are now, yeah.
So
I believe it.
So, all right, we live in today's age, and I don't have analytics, but it can be proven. You can it's Googleable.
Googleable?
It's Googleable.
Is that a word? I like it. Yeah, I don't care. I like it too, but.
So women are making the same, if not more, money than mm-hmm. some men in yeah. some career fields. Even though it's still a disparity somewhere in there where some women not making as much. You have some women paying the majority of bills. You have some women initiating sex more than the men. You have some women that's actually running the house mm-hmm. compared to men. So given y'all situations and your experience, could you give us an example of a time where you knew, hold up, I'm the man in this relationship. I am more the head in this relationship than the tail.
So, okay, so let me first put that out there. I've never lived with a guy.
Okay.
So you mean like in the living terms, or just
dating?
Period? Okay. Okay.
Or it could be. Listen, y'all could just be dating, and you seem to have paid most of the bills. You know, I don't know where you like to eat at. Red Lobster, Del Frisco's, Ocean Prime, Capital Grill, Bahama Breeze, whatever right. is your twist.
Okay.
But you've seen when the paradigm shift, and it seemed like, hold up, I'm doing a little bit more on one hand, one side of the situation than he is. Hmm. Now, this happens in date. Listen, think about it. Even in your sex life, some dudes get lazy. Some females get lazy. Have you ever experienced the roles just seeming like they're uneven?
In my opinion, for myself, I think that I have been able to manage to be totally aware of my, I'm going to mess this word up, femininity. I've been able to manage and hold on to that because I've become more aware of it. And anytime I interact with a man in any way and I start to move from that, I move away from him because I don't like being to not be that way.
Okay.
In my regular daily life, I have to play both sides.
Okay.
I'm a single woman. I'm a single mom. I have to run.
Right.
I got stuff I gotta do.
Okay.
So when I'm dealing with a man, I don't want to do that.
You want the man to
do? Yes. Dead. I want you to do all of that.
Okay.
I find that to be attractive.
Okay.
So if I feel like I have to, oh no, it's not a thing for me to make a suggestion or put my input or whatever the case may be, but I need to feel comfortable in knowing that and trusting that he can lead, whether it's where we going to go out and do something or if it's like a real life changing situation. And that starts in the dating process, and I won't make excuses for it because I've found, because I've made the mistake before, making excuses for it early on, it becomes a bigger problem later in the relationship, and it impacts the way that I would like to behave as a woman in my life and in my relationship. So if I can't hold on to that
soft,
feminine, soft stature, I don't want to do it. Because I like to play that role.
You see, I don't think I can answer this question because, like I said, my last relationship, I was 21.
Okay.
But you know what? That's from my experience, though, too.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to say, you had a lot more experience.
Had a long-term relationship before. So I remember times where it was like, oh, damn, I can show up and do this and help in this way and do whatever, whatever, whatever. But it made me exert this energy that it changed the dynamic of our relationship. And I didn't like that posture that I had to uphold. I didn't like that.
Okay.
So now also, I just won't do that. Like now,
you also
like,
kind of like lose respect for that.
Yes. Person. When you lose respect for a man, that's like losing love for him. I feel like.
Listen.
Because when you men, know, when I don't respect you, I'm not even attracted to you in the same way.
It's funny that y'all notice that because with men, you don't have to tell a dude you love him.
Yeah.
But if you show him you respect him, he feel like a champion.
Right.
He feel like he won. So if a man don't have respect, the relationship ain't gonna work.
Yeah, no, it's done.
It's a done deal.
Anytime I've ever lost respect, it was always, and I didn't know at the time. I didn't know that was what that was happening. And I continued in these relationships thinking that, oh, just because I didn't respect this person in that moment, and it's not just really about that person, it's just about me looking at them as a man. Like now I just don't. Now you can't even be my man. Like. Now I don't even trust that you can be a man or my man in the little things or the big stuff, and it's just like pointless to carry it on.
Do y'all feel like that y'all know what type of man that you're really attracted to, or the type of man that you really have?
So okay, wait. So that's interesting that you say that because so I don't think I have a type. Quote unquote.
I definitely have a type.
But I've also heard that, or from other men now, I don't know, you're a man, so you tell me. So I've heard from men that if a woman doesn't have a type, it's kind of a red flag.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
Why?
I don't know why.
Gary, answer this. Why?
I don't know. Or do you believe that? Because he might not even believe it.
I mean,
I just want to know if he's heard that.
So you said you don't have a type.
I don't think I do.
You have a standard, though.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right.
Yeah, but
your standard is your type.
Okay, so I do have time.
Because technically, you might not be the type of woman that say, oh, I only can date if he's 6 foot.
Okay.
You know, like, you might not care if he got a six-pack or a belly.
Right.
But what's important is, oh, wow, he paid the bills.
Right.
He makes sure I'm protected.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If my car break down, he ain't staying in the bed telling me call AAA. Even though we got AAA, he's going to still come meet me while AAA is on their way.
Mm-hmm.
Those might be your standards.
Okay, that's a little tight.
I mean, it might not have your type. You might be able to be in love with a white dude. You might be able to be in love with a Hungarian, an Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Because
your level of need might not be in a look. It right. might be in the security.
That's a good way to put it.
That is a good way of putting it. Well, thank you.
I like, I mean, seriously, than that, right? Because, you know what's funny?
Yes, though, I have a type in, like,
so yeah.
You most definitely do.
So what's your thing?
Yes.
What is it?
So oh, what's up? No, you answer your own question.
No, what's girl, you don't want to know what you want to say.
I ain't gonna do it. Go ahead.
Wait, it's so funny because whenever I'm asked this question around Jalen, she knows. She be like, tall, dark.
Your daughter.
She be like, God-fearing, but not too religious. So she said, I was cracking.
That's hilarious, actually.
It is funny.
It is, but I like what you said there, though, because although I have a go-to for, like, a look, it's also the standard of the way they are trumps that. Okay.
Yeah, like, I know women who will literally, like, you could have, I feel like people who live by those set 6 foot chocolate mm-mm. built. And he could be
George. Not showing up for you.
He can, and I he feel can, like that he some can show people up could for be, Thanksgiving dinner at grandma's house
right.
looking good, but they don't know that you just paid for his Uber to get there.
Right.
But I personally feel like some women miss out on their blessings.
Yeah.
Or, because they're like looking for. I mean, and I'm not, and I don't want to, because I kind of sound like a hypocrite now, because I mean, whoever they're wanting couldn't be 6'3". It might just take them a little bit longer to get there.
You're going, and this is just me. When I was a kid, and I don't know if it was because of the area I grew up in, but I grew up in a Spanish neighborhood. So half the girls I knew was Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Half the girls I knew was black. So we didn't really know a lot of white girls. I knew of them, like, you know, oh, yeah, that's sure. you know, whatever. But when I was a kid, I dated all Puerto Rican girls until I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't date my first black girl until I was in high school.
Okay.
I got over that. But see, it was more so, oh, she got to have long black hair. Puerto Ricans have long black hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I was attracted to the hair. I didn't care who it was on, really. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what pretty was. I look at some of them girls now. What the hell? Like, I remember, oh my God, I remember this girl name, and I'm going to say it.
Life comes
even
at you fast.
So I had a thing for long hair. So once I actually got bused from North Philly to the Northeast mm-hmm. to go to school. So now I'm going to school with white, black, and Puerto Ricans. It was this girl. She looked like a pit bull.
What school you went to, George Washington?
I went to Forest Elementary School. This was when I was young.
Okay.
Oh, I was dating when I was young. I was trying. I was mad.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay. I hear you.
So, I don't know why this girl seemed attractive. But for some reason, when I got to high school, and I look back over some of the females that, because I don't know what happened in middle school. I kind of was just absorbed with a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, her name was Georgiana. You should just know that's not somebody you need to be dating, right? I looked at this girl and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking, you know? Like, yo. So I never dated a Caucasian again. When I never was attracted to a Caucasian. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not
right.
racist.
Yeah, no.
I just, that's just not as far preference. As attraction. It wasn't my preference no more. And I don't know if it was because black women just started to be, I was like, what did I think about when I was younger? I don't know. I think it might have been the sassiness of black girls. They started developing their bodies and stuff like that. So I think I started, like, you know, being attracted to, you know.
It's a vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is where you belong at. You've been lost all these years.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's crazy.
It's an unspoken understanding, I feel like, when uh-huh. you are engaged with somebody that you can relate to in any type of way. So, especially race and a relationship.
So, can you even, even being black, could you date out of your race?
I could.
Could you marry out of your race?
Probably could.
I could, but...
Mm-hmm. Because that's just like, something... it goes back to the standard that you said. Mm-hmm. Even though they may not be the physical, if they take care of me and respect me, and I...
Right.
It's no brainer.
Yeah, but the thing about getting married, too, is like your family's got to... get along and be okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be something
well,
that would be
my to a certain extent.
Like, to a certain yeah. extent.
Because, I mean, and then the thing about it, I've been married for 5 years, and one of the lessons I live by, I stand by, because I've seen it go left, I've seen it go wrong, is that you can't get in the middle between nobody relationships, though. You can't get in between
no,
nobody,
you can't.
Especially married people. Mm-hmm. Married people can be, you can have a married couple live on your block. Argue, fight, cuss each other out.
But can't nobody else come and do that? Yeah.
Can't nobody else do that? And you better not say nothing bad about one of the, you know, because you know, in about 10 hours, they're going to be back in love with each other. Smoking cigarettes, cleaning the porch, all arguing, and just, that's just they love.
Right.
That's they love.
No, you're absolutely right.
So, you know, it's, so I've learned that, you know, family either have to respect it, to be honest, or.
Y'all well, I say that to say because if I was to date outside of my race, it's something I would be concerned about the other person's family. Not necessarily mine. Just being honest. Like, I just feel like...
What culture, what ethnicity you think you would be able to blend with? No. What ethnicity you think you wouldn't be able to blend with?
Would not
be like, families, all of them.
Your family. Say y'all going to have a family gathering. What ethnicity do you think your family will be able to get along with?
So, I would already
oh,
know.
Oh, would be able to get along yeah. with?
Oh, they would be able to get along
or
with.
Or not one either. One
so, would not, I can people. Already, would is not that... be able to get along with, I can already tell you that part of my biological father's side of the family okay. would not be able to handle a white man.
Oh, okay.
Seriously?
Especially my father. My biological father, not the man that raised, not my stepdad. My stepdad would be cool with it. My biological side of the family, and these are people that I still, you know, hang out with and talk yeah. to and things like that. I don't think they would be able to handle that. Not that they matter.
Right.
And ethnicity.
I don't know. I feel like I would definitely be able to get along with Hispanics, Puerto Rican, yeah.
So your family would be able to blend with Puerto Ricans. That's because Puerto Ricans like black people.
Yeah, or like Haitian, Jamaican.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, yo, like foreign blacks, they don't like American blacks.
I know that.
We are the scum of the earth to them. Like Haitian, yo.
Because we're few lazy in their eyes.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. We don't appreciate what they thrive for.
Yeah.
You know, like they, I remember hearing a Haitian girl say that she couldn't, like, they have to either go to school, be a doctor or a lawyer.
Doctor, nurse.
Or like some lawyer, kind of a, you know, healthcare physician. That's yeah. up high. Or
white collar type.
Like, no other profession is good enough. I mean, those are good fields, but it's like, you can't do nothing else. This is what you are alive to do. Sending you to America, you're going to school to be a doctor. They feel like that's the only thing that you'll be able to make great yeah. money in. But they have a different dynamic. You know, most of the time, they send you over because they know that you'll be able to take care of the family once you get over and start making that money. I have a coworker. He take care of like a village or two. I lie to you not.
Oh, yeah.
He don't like to answer his phone because they always call him for money. But
they do come through financially, though.
Very true. Very true.
But that whole culture, too, when it comes to... I used to have a Haitian supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, this family thing where they'll put... Say if... Whose birthday is that? Mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my family would... Everybody would just put it every payday. Everybody puts in $20 in this one jar.
Okay.
Every payday. So when my birthday finally rolls around, that jar comes to me.
Oh, okay.
Or if they know that I'm in a financial hardship, they'll all come together. And that's how she, like, describes, like, her culture. Like, that's just...
She a Haitian?
Mm-hmm.
Haitians get money, believe it or not.
They do.
I know a lot of
Haitians.
Yeah,
she don't... And the thing about it is, she didn't have to work. That was a part-time little joint. But whatever money she got from that was hers to keep. Her husband paid all the bills, paid everything. She didn't have to want for nothing, but she got a job because she was just like, I'm sick of being home.
Well,
that's what I need, a husband.
That's what you need. I need one of them. Where you get that from? Amazon.
So, I can pick that up at the warehouse. Yeah.
Deliver it to the locker for me, please. Deliver the jar. Deliver the husband to the locker. Deliver the husband.
So, I don't know if you guys have experienced dating D-boys.
What's D-boy?
What's that?
Like drug dealers.
Okay.
You don't have to say you do. Okay. I mean, you can say you do. I mean, you don't have to say their name. But, so the question is that, the reason why I'm asking that, the question is, why is it that the good guys have to pay for what, no, I mean, let me rephrase it.
Okay.
Why is the dope boy more attractive than the good guy? Or well, the working man?
Immature reason why I think, but go ahead.
So I wouldn't even, well, from my experience, I would not have called it attractive. It was very exhausting.
The experience was exhausting.
Because at first I didn't know what he was getting into.
Okay.
It started to be like a few times where we'd be in the car together and he'd be like, oh, I gotta make a stop real quick. And then,
He's laughing.
And then he would make a stop. And, you know, I should be sitting there. But it wasn't until one stop where two dudes followed him to the car. And they were like, it sounded like they was arguing. And one dude came to my side of the window. And I'm like, okay. And so he's arguing with somebody on the driver's side. And I was out from my door, and the dude closed it, and...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what's happening?
Right.
So when he realized that, damn it, I can't bring her no more, like, when he realized, like, God, like, okay, so we had a conversation, he was like, you know, I can't get into it right now, but I just won't take you on no more, you know, whatever, like, whatever I gotta do, I'll come do it I come get you, because if something were to happen to you, I'd never forgive myself. I'm like, okay, but then it started... I'm a worrywart.
Okay.
So it started now to where he was standing me up, wasn't answering his phone, and that was never a, that was something completely new. Mm-hmm. Like, if he say, I'll come get you at 8, 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock past, this nigga still ain't show up. And then a week later, it's like, hey, what's going on? This is new behavior. And so once I realized, I started noticing, like, stuff different about his car, on the inside of the, and I'm like, oh, I can't get with this. Because my brain is like,
I'm worried. What was different about like the inside of his car?
One time, I closed the door to it, like, the wind kind of, like, slammed it. And it was like the panel was loose.
Oh.
And I'm a criminal justice major.
Stash box.
I'm a criminal justice major. Yeah. I watch Drug Inc. I love First 48. I know what's going on. I'm not, I can put it together. So I'm like, oh God, like, please don't tell me this nigga is pushing weight. I couldn't do it. And I don't know. I don't know why girls find it attractive. I don't. No, that was the one.
That's actually funny. She said it's exhausting.
I totally, because my mind races. At this point, I was worried about him.
Like, I was recently talking to a friend of mine, and she was talking about another friend who was dating this guy, and supposedly he in the street or whatever. And she was trying to, my friend was trying to explain to this woman that she knows, like, you glorifying that, and you don't even know what that's like. Like, guys who are into that street stuff, it's not like dealing with a regular man. Their mentality is different. The way that they move, the way that they love, the way that they care for themselves, and the
always
way they
looking
care
over
for
their
you
shoulder
is gonna be different. It's not you're trying to like romanticize it, and that's not something that you want. She was trying to tell her to basically stay away from him per her experience. And I think my friend was absolutely right. Like, if you dealing with somebody who don't trust nobody. But I mean, he's a man, so he wants a woman. He wants a fuck.
He wants a companion.
So he wants a companion. So he's gonna find somebody. But even still, he's never gonna be able to trust her unless it's some type of test or something provided that he feels like she passed. And even then, Very true. It's like, you know, I only trust this as far as I can throw it. Right. Yeah. And that is, for anybody in any type of intimate relationship, that's difficult when you feel like you don't have the trust of your partner.
Yeah.
And then it creates a wall, kind of, sort of, especially, I don't know, the type of woman I am. I'm very sensitive and emotional. So if I feel like my partner doesn't trust me, I feel like I'm not doing something, or I'm not, especially when I'm totally trustworthy and loyal in a relationship, and I'm loyal, I understand, I know, okay, you got what you're going on, but it's never going to be enough.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not healthy, because your mind's racing, your mind's running. Then, like you said, you worried about his safety, your safety, he's not answering the phone, you're like, oh my God, what's going on? That's, that can give you like PTSD.
He used to drive a Nissan Altima, and I used to, every morning on the news, there was a man, a car fell, a black Nissan Altima. I'd be like, is that a fuck?
Yo, that's hilarious.
Seriously. No, seriously.
Yo, that's hilarious.
But I think it's attractive. Because it comes with the type of guys that do that, like the way that they have to carry themselves or something. I think that's what's perceived to be as attractive.
Oh, okay.
And also the money that can come with
that.
Oh, yeah,
the fast money that comes with it.
Because
I've seen like joking memes on social media where girls be like, why do I gotta wait till payday?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ask the nigga.
That is the worst.
Who paid $800 today? Like,
yeah.
I think it's the fast money. That's probably
because,
attached
to that. I think. All right, so. I don't think that you can't help it, can you, as a woman? Like, you want somebody that's going to provide for you.
True.
And protect you. So if someone is exhibiting those qualities, it's like, oh, let me see what he about. Oh, I like him. And then if he has charisma and you like him, like, you're not even thinking about, in the beginning anyway, what he's doing and how he's making that money and how he has that persona.
That.
You're like, and then sometimes before you realize it, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We like a year in, or you could be pregnant, or, you know what I mean? Then it's just like,
now,
oh my God.
Your baby
now
evolved.
I'm like a kingpin wife,
me.
And
like,
I don't even know how this happened. Oh my God. Now we're on trial. Like, okay, perfect.
Now we're on trial.
No, seriously. But no, I was watching the episode of First 48. I mean, not First 48, Drugs Inc. And one of the dudes was like, He can't trust his mom, can't trust his sisters, siblings, aunts, uncles. And he just wrote off relationships completely with girls because he was like, I'm in a position where I'm doing a lot and I can't really trust nobody.
Anybody can set you up. Anybody can bring you to your demise. And the sad thing is they move like that. Well, a lot of people don't understand, because if you're not in that life, even though you can understand it and know it, but you would never.
It's nothing like having that turning on your back
exactly.
Like that.
And turning your head and always.
So, you'll never be able to understand, because in that field of work, you know, you always know that the person that's going to destroy you is someone that's very close to you, be it your right hand man or the woman you lay with every night. Because what if you piss her off and make her mad? She allow her emotions to. Case and study: Tasha off of Power. Think about it. A lot of times when Tasha could have messed the whole thing up. And if she would allow, we see how many times her emotions, even though, yeah, she got done wrong, but her emotions made her do something stupid, and then it drew her back because she knew that she had part of the, she had her hands dirty or whatever the case is, but she also knew, if I mess this up, then my life gets messed up too.
Right.
So, you know, that's just how a lot of dudes got to move. Because they're like, damn, if my girl...
And that's a hurt piece.
Also, too, like, a lot of times those type of guys do not like to be held accountable for the things that they do.
What you mean?
Like, what you mean? I'm out here doing something illegal. I'm not getting caught. I'm able to reap all of the benefits of all of
right.
it. So that way of thinking is going to translate over to everything that they do.
Uh-huh.
Especially in their intimate relationships where the man is already the hunter anyway. So the woman is like the prey. So he like, oh, I'm going to figure out however it is I got to do to get what I want out of her too. Just like
Very
I am
true.
How I'm getting my money.
Very true.
And if you're not privy to that, if you don't have that, I don't even want to call it like street smarts or common sense, but if you just don't know the way of thinking of a human being in any position, you're not even able to pick up on it. You just gonna think, you know, he doing all of this just because it's you or something. Like, mm-hmm. no, he's doing this because he chose you, because he know he can get what he want from you. Just like he's choosing to do what he do and know that he can get the money the fast way, like uh-huh. he getting it. That's all.
I never saw it that way either. You're about to say, yeah, I never saw it that way either. But
good way to put it.
That's interesting.
So,
like, I'm not going to get in trouble for selling drugs. So I'm not going to get in trouble for treating her any old type of way or not getting her.
And especially
her
because.
Or my whole
the mentality.
Self.
And especially
the mentality
because.
Mentality Trump. Okay.
If all she right. brings it up, she knows it's that like, it's going to. She can't nail all this jewelry that she getting every day. It's going to stop.
Yeah, we ain't going out then.
All this, you know, I'm putting bands in her purse every day. That's going to stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's benefiting from. I can see it. Still exhausting.
It is. I would totally agree with you. I wouldn't recommend
it.
That's
funny.
I
wouldn't
like
live that life
again.
You told me it was exhausting.
Anything I wouldn't want my child to do, I'd be like, I can't do that.
You know.
I don't want my daughter dating nobody like that, so I can't do that.
That's a very good way to put it.
Because it's easy for me. I'll take a drug dealer right now. Come here, Papa.
He pay your rent for a year.
Come on, Papa. But it's like, I can't do that because my daughter is like watching every little thing that I do. I mean, she's always been. But even so now, she's a teenager now.
Yeah,
so she's mm-hmm. like,
very much aware.
Yeah, so no, I can't play them type of games.
She's going to be like, no.
Right.
So
my days are playing like they're over.
Very true.
Sadly. I gotta wait till payday.
I gotta wait till the nigga get paid
to get some money.
Hey, listen, you know, listen, man. From somebody that's been on both sides of the track, and I mean anybody that know me on Instagram, anybody know me, they know. I mean, I wasn't Frank Lucas, nor was I that bottom nigga. I was closer to Frank, but I wasn't closer to the dude on the corner, right. Something like that. And the lifestyle was exhausting.
I'm sure.
I'm telling you, like, literally.
Want to go?
Imagine this. Imagine waking up. So I'm going to walk you through my day real quick. Less than a minute now.
Okay.
I would wake up at about 9:00.
Okay.
Obviously check my phone, see what's going on. Check one of three of my phones, see if I had any missed calls. My clientele knew I didn't start working until 10. So they're not going, unless they just fiending or whatever.
Okay.
But I'll get up, whatever the case is, sit on the side of the bed, maybe for about 3 to 5 minutes, looking at my phones. I used to live in a loft, so I would be walking down these 85,000 steps to go to my living room, my kitchen and stuff. And put my phones, it probably was already on charge, on the counter, the island. Go get in the shower, because I got to get my day going. Now, my day is already planned the night before, because I know what I have to do. So, either got to go meet Lobos, or put something together, manufacture, or whatever. So, if it wasn't nothing but just distributing, I gotta get all the stuff together
mm-hmm.
and go and do drop-offs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, get out the shower, all that kind of stuff, do what I do, get ready to go, try to figure out who I'm going to maybe invite to the house, or who if I'm going to go have a drink tonight, or whatever the case is, whatever. But after that, I'm out. As soon as you lock your door, it's on 100. You over your shoulder every 2 minutes. Because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the reality of it is I could almost hear people walk through the hallway, especially if it was loud, because the hallways was long and wide.
Right.
So if people just, I used to live with white people, so they coming in drunk or going out, somebody on the phone, oh yeah, dude, we're going to Starbucks, da-da-da, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you could hear people walk through the hallway or okay. whatever. And I slept so light that the first door that closed in the morning literally probably woke me up for real. So I would get in the house. I didn't stop hustling until 2:00 in the morning. So I got home by 3, maybe 2:45. And I don't even think I used to get a good night's sleep. Because literally, you have to be ready for anything. You can't be la-la-la. Especially if I brought somebody over.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm up watching. You don't even know. I'm laying, listen, I'm dead in the dark.
You fake sleep.
I'm fake sleeping. I'm just looking at her. I'm just waiting for her to roll over and touch her phone. So I can be like, oh, who you calling? What happened? I can be that creep. I can be weird because, no, because I know dudes who've done that, met a girl at a bar or whatever, and you remember the song Meek Mill did, he's the Tony song, Tony Story or whatever? The one where he talk about when the girl set the dude up?
No, but go ahead.
I'm anyway.
Meek Mill like that.
All right, I'm sorry, I need to be ratchet.
It's okay.
But anyway, so basically in the drug world, like you might, a chick, like, say if it was you, I don't know you, but you know somebody that don't like, that can't stand me. You might sleep with me and stay at my house just so you can go open my door, text them, oh, this nigga live in Bensalem, okay. This the address. Come get him. Because you already know, once they get up in here, I know this nigga got some money somewhere around here.
Right, something stashed somewhere.
Something is in here, either drugs or money, and both of them is going to be valuable at this point. So... You might, you know what I'm saying? I don't know you. I'm thinking I'm just Mac Daddy of the Year. Oh, I just booked me this little Shawnee. She got the blue hair. Oh, I'm about to help you out, man. So ego got me off my game.
Right.
Which made me a victim to this female. I'm thinking she wanted me, and I just got a one-night stand real quick with a little baddie. But in all actuality, I'm getting set up. So I know this. I know people that this actually happened to.
I was about to ask.
Mess with somebody or whatever the case is. She's staying at, you didn't let her over to the rural house, not the bando or the little side apartment. Oh, she at the house.
They got comfortable.
Got comfortable. That's why I will only bring female, if I was married or whatever, or dating my wife seriously, I will only bring female that had no idea who I was. Just a random dude at the bar spending some money or whatever. I never dealt with chicks from my neighborhood
that knew me
or whatever the case may be, because my big homie was the top dog in the area we was at. I was number two. So it was always, even from a pup, when I started learning about what I was getting into, hopping off that curve, he would always teach me, you gotta be on your head on the swivel even when you sleep. That's whether you ever heard the term sleep one eye open?
Yeah.
All that or whatever. So dudes got comfortable and got that way because they thought
I'd die. Because you know how much I love my sleep. Snoring, mouth open, drool. Yeah.
Listen, the best decision I ever made was getting out of the streets. I snore so loud now.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world.
Not a
care sleeping peacefully. Listen,
right.
You know what's crazy? When I was in the street, you would think, you would think drug dealers correlation, they got this illegal guns all over the place. I had one gun in the house. Because if they come run up in here, I don't need that extra charge. But I had one just for in case. Man, I got so many guns in my house now. See, when I was in the streets, I didn't mess my name up. Because I didn't, like I said, I wasn't on the corner or something like that. So I didn't mess my name up or nothing like that. So I was still able to obtain a life after I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. But that's neither here nor there. So I heard...